The following podcast contains spoilers.
Hey, it's Joe Bunzarelli.
What's up, guys? Me and Bob are back with another episode of Ahsoka. This time it's part 5, Far, Far Away.
This is the Bunzarelli Show.
Yeah, why is Sabine there? Why do they bring Sabine into this off the ship?
Sabine is there because she made the deal with Baylan. Right,
which was just give him the map, just not to
give me the map. Give me the map, and I promise you, you'll see Ezra alive. Had she have shot the map and done the right thing, but Baylan would have killed her, and that would have been the end of it. Now,
I thought they knew where to go anyway. Didn't he say that? No, because then there would have been
Remember, Ahsoka lifted it off and it stopped. It didn't finish the upload.
Okay.
Remember, he put it back and it completed, and then he puts the lightsaber in and goes, nobody's going to follow us, which is why Ahsoka talked to the whales. But that's why she's
going
to
this thing. That's why she's there.
Yeah.
So then they get to this planet, which people know them, which was surprising because I'm like, oh, wait, isn't this the first time they've left this galaxy in thousands of years or something?
Yeah.
You know, but so I just thought it was funny they brought her in. I just expected her to be sitting in the ship. They do their evil thing, and then it's like, all right, let's bring her, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, see, well, you know what? A lot of it's confused, which is why I kind of like to see your perspective when they throw stuff at you, because, like, how much is Bob into this getting and not getting? But you've been invested in the story. But, like, those Dathomir witches, even from the history I know, at that point they say, oh, we're from this world. The Dathomir witches used to ride the whales back into the other galaxy. They were the first to tame the whales and drive back and forth. She's a descendant of those witches. She talks to the witches, even though so those witches are from Rebels and Clone Wars, which is kind of cool. The Dave Filoni was like, hey, I'm bringing in these things too. Like, it was like deep stuff we didn't think he was going to do. But the other thing was, like, it was cool. And I know all the Rebels fans and Clone Wars fans, I'm watching the reaction. I'm like, oh, yes, you're doing it to Dathomir witches. Oh, yes, you're doing it to Dathomir witches. And I'm like, man, I wanted to see, like, a giant eyeball. Like, I wanted to see something that had nothing to do with anything. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to see, like,
not another planet. Not another Star Wars looking planet.
I didn't want to see them there. I didn't want, if you wanted to do the Dathomir witches doing somewhere else. Now, it does tie in something because it gives the Dathomir witches a little history for somebody, like I said. I don't know, somebody who's not into the cartoons. Like, it's their first, their first thing with these witches. But I wanted to see, you know, I wanted to see, like, some Ninja Turtles or something, some crazy stuff.
Well, it did have, the witches did have a different look, like the aura when they met with them at first. It did have a crazy different look. Yeah. I think it was, I skipped ahead to the one part just because it was funny. But all in all, the episode was cool as heck.
Yeah.
But I was getting lost on the story a lot. Like, I kept stopping it and rewinding it a little bit. And then I was like, well, let me just stop doing this. Let me just watch it. And then either I'll watch
it
again.
The moment.
Either I'll watch it again. Because also I was just tired last night and just.
I had a rough time with it too until the second time.
Yeah. I kept I was going to watch it a second time and I couldn't. Stuff came up.
Yeah.
But when she goes all Mandalorian, how cool is that?
Yes.
Like, I forgot. It's like, oh, yeah, there's a Mandalorian here.
she did a cool combo. Like, Mandalorian, it's like the appetizer. Mandalorian, lightsaber. But, and, like, the Mandalorian stuff was cooler. Especially, she doesn't have the helmet. You're not expecting it. But she's a fully trained Mandalorian. Yeah, that stuff was great.
How about this shot where I rewinded and watched it 4 different times where she turns around and shoots the one guy?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, that one shot. And
I saw one where she blocked her face because she doesn't have her helmet. So she instinctively blocked her face with the Beskar. And we've been but once again, if you're from outsider, you're an insider, but us knowing the Mandalorian in and out, like, we're like, we hear the ping ping, or like, oh yeah, Beskar armor. Yeah. Like, hell yeah. You know, those little inside things, you know, help. And that's how I am with the other stuff. And it's, you know, it's cool because don't need to cover Beskar. Yeah,
we know all about it. And for Mandalorian stuff, it's not like it's an old reference or it's a reference to a cartoon that's unrelated. It's I think of all these Star Wars shows being on Disney Plus and being consecutive. It's Star Wars, the series. This season, it's Mando. This season, it's this person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Someone is jumping into this season fresh just because they just now got turned on to it, maybe. But, you know, nobody's thinking this is the first, like the ref, like for the references for the Mandalorian thing. I don't think that that's like how if there's a reference to the cartoon or something, you know, someone, you know, it's jarring or whatever. Someone doesn't know it, which they handle it well. But I think anything like Mandalorian, any we're expected to have seen the Mandalorian. I think of the whole all the Disney shows as like one Star Wars series. You know, you could jump into one and be okay, but for the most part, it's like you're watching. You know, it's expected to be known. But it's cool because it's not even just me being senile or whatever. But because so many things are going on, you just forget for a second that she's a Mandalorian. You know, she's going out and she's rocking.
Yeah, it's like a nice surprise all over again. That's what
a nice surprise.
It's
like, yeah.
Oh yeah, the Mandalorian. Yeah.
Yeah. So she's going out on the thing, and I'm just so lost, thinking like, why is she there? What's going on? You know, trying to like remember what's going on, and then all of a sudden, Mandalorian stuff starts happening. You know.
Yeah.
And it was just awesome. Just loved it. And like the cinematography of like that one shot and the blocking and a few things, that shows you too. Like, you know, you can see why it's hard for TV shows to be as good as movies. Because there's only so many great like cinematography sort of shots you can squeeze into something, you know, and that stuff's probably expensive, you know, to plan it. There's only so much great stuff you could put into something. So Star Wars, like a 2-hour movie, you know, they throw it all in there. But when you got, you know, 2 hours or, you know, an hour a week for X many weeks, you know, it's hard to keep up with that. You know what I mean? But Star Wars is doing a good job of giving it that movie look.
The way it should work is, the other stuff should accentuate it and make it better, but you shouldn't be lost. You know what I'm saying? Like you shouldn't feel like, what do I not know here? It's got to be like, if you know more, it's a bonus. Like even the way they presented Luke Skywalker in The Mandalorian, it should have been like, even if you didn't know who Luke was, you're like, oh, this is a badass Jedi coming in. If you never, if for some reason, you didn't know who Luke Skywalker was.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Or if
that's true. I never thought of that. If you didn't watch it and he walked in, it's like, I know this seems important, but I don't. Yeah, but who would be watching it?
He's an awesome Jedi choking a robot. So you should be like, oh, who's this guy? George Lucas said it about the Emperor. He said, to somebody when they were doing the trilogy, I forget exactly who, but he says, he said it to Dave Filoni when they were doing it to cartoons. He said, we're going to pretend this might be somebody's first Star Wars. So we're not going to give away that Palpatine is the Emperor. You could maybe put it together or see but this might be a kid's first entry into Star Wars. So they'd show the cartoon Palpatine and maybe he'd raise an eyebrow. So if you knew, you knew. And then all of a sudden, you see
it's like an Easter egg almost.
Yeah. And then you see Palpatine, Darth Sidious at the time before his face blew up when he was doing underground stuff. You'd see him show up somewhere, hey, baby, Darth. But you would know, like, because you would make the connection that he was in the Senate talking about something. And then he showed up over here where he heard Darth Maul was going to be or something like that. They were good. But that's how it should be. It should be like you should be able to come in at any angle and just like kind of, you know.
And then this way you can see that. And if you go back to the movie, you could still appreciate it instead of like it was a spoiler. Like for the Palpatine, it isn't so much as it would have been a spoiler. Like if they would have showed Palpatine as him, it's a spoiler. So you don't want to spoil your own thing. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. And so here's so going along with that thought. So we had a friend, and I always keep saying we had this friend of ours. And all I got to say is it's the first initial of his last name. But our friend back in the day, and this, I'm just to go back to how long the time frame. We were in high school. Our friend Mike Yu would tell me, he would stop me and tell me about Thrawn and these books and this Thrawn trilogy of books and all this book stuff. Okay?
Yeah.
And then, but that was just books that all went away when Disney took over. Then Dave Filoni brought back Thrawn in the cartoon Rebels, which is my first seeing of him. So you knowing nothing, like I'm saying, what did you think of Thrawn?
Thrawn, blue guy.
Yeah. So already I see he's touched you. I see the impact he made. I'm joking.
I have to rewind his whole speech. Because I got lost on this train of thought. He comes out and I get all excited because I'm thinking maybe he's somehow connected to Cad Bane.
Uh-huh.
Is it Cad Bane? Is that the right guy?
Yeah, because you saw the blue guy. And you're just,
I just seen blue. And I got all so I'm excited about that. And it was funny because I was thinking about me and you having the conversation, and I stopped paying attention to the show. I was just thinking to myself how funny it was. I'm like, man, all they had to do was paint this guy blue, and it just made my day because I'm thinking maybe that, like, we're gonna see more of that guy.
We're just associated blue ended, with cool.
I just so yeah, and then the scene that I'm like, oh crap, I didn't hear anything he said, so I had to go back and do it again. It was all right. I mean, it didn't
nothing really.
Nothing. I tell you, plot wise, this episode lost, and not so much like I need it all explained. You know, I want to know, and you can't explain it, but it was hard to keep up with what was going on. It was just like it was just one of those things where it seemed like, oh, okay, who's setting up who? Like everyone seems to be setting
there are
somebody
some problems.
Up.
Here's a couple observations about the episode. Thrawn's motivation isn't quite clear why the witch to witch. I mean, you got two episodes. The really thing I'm getting kind of aggravated with that I really got to see next episode is what is Balin's plan here? Because we got two episodes. Balin Skull keeps talking about this thing he's doing for like three episodes. He's like, I've got a greater purpose. I've got a greater thing I'm doing here. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, is it you're not telling your apprentice what you're doing? You just went to another galaxy. You know these people are gonna ditch you, more or less, or you're just saying, I don't care about these people, I care what's here. Shouldn't you tell your apprentice what you're doing? Like a little bit of the plan.
Yeah.
And that's just the audience.
I'm more confused with him as it goes versus you know, it's more questions than answers with that for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the stormtrooper stuff with Thrawn was cool.
Stormtroopers was cool. It's like alien stormtroopers. Like,
yeah, because what it is they're basically just kind of like savaging their armor. Like you could even see the ship, how they've taken off pieces of metal from it and stuff.
Yeah.
When that ship first made its appearance. But he's got kind of like a little something put together. He's got something better put together than anything you've seen over there. But yeah, I want to see what's Balin's thing real quick. And the thing is every shoulder shrug, like the guy that plays Balin. And it's kind of sad when you realize and we really never even touched upon it, that the actor died a little bit before the show got.
We talked about
have we mentioned
bit.
It? But yeah, it's like, it. It's because the whole thing is it's like, it gives it more of his performance, whatever he's doing is so awesome. Like every shoulder shrug and sigh you read into. Like when the witches go, she reeks of Jedi, you see Balin Skull like, Jedi. I don't see any Jedi. But there's all this like the shrugs, like that. It's like the coolest. It's a shame unless he dies in this show. But it's like
it's a shame the show is gonna lose him.
He's such an awesome. Like he would go down as like in Darth Maul, Darth Vader, like an awesome character. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's just the character and the actor. It's really cool. But it's just every time I see it, like, dang, he's so good.
And once you know. It's such a shame. The guy's massive. I don't know if it's just the camera work they do on him.
Well, he played in Thor. He was one of the Thor's entourage. I can't remember exactly who, but some dude with a beard and an axe or something. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I could picture him.
Like Lady Sif and all them. He was one of those. I can't remember exactly the character's name, but I don't know. Like he says stuff about the Jedi and the temple and stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jedi, Ezra, we found Ezra finally.
Yeah, after found Ezra, don't get it at all. It seemed like, how is he there and he's okay? And he said, he knew that she would find him. So are they, I don't think they were supposed to get it. I don't think anyone's supposed to get, they haven't said what his thing was, but it seems like they're in, I'll tell you the whole thing. So they're making it look like the blue guy that sends her out on the journey after that whole scene of confusion, it was like, the only thing I could take from that is it seems like they have been planning this all along. Like, it seems like this was all just this scam and they really were going to get this girl. And I was getting the impression that maybe they were getting the girl because somehow she was going to be the bait to go get the guy. And that's how they're going to kill him. Uh-huh. Something like that. Ezra there. She was going to lead them to Ezra, but then she finds Ezra after being, 10 minutes of being a Disney princess with all little like munchkins and turtles and stuff. And she like has a full on conversation with the rat And then, oh, I tell you that the turtle thing, though, there was one cool thing. It was when she turns the one thing over, they did that so well to where, like, I'm, like, scared, like, backing up. Because it looked, I thought for sure it was going to be Ezra, like it was a skull or something.
Oh, yeah.
Just turning over the one rock. They did that scene good. And then it turns out to be a turtle. I'm like, ah, it's a turtle. It's like, all right, Star Wars does that stuff. But there's like a turtle in a suit. He's literally got a suit under his, you know. I don't know. I thought it was pretty silly. But then, and then they find Ezra, and it was cool that they found him. He looks completely different than I expected for some reason. Like, I thought he was a different actor. You know what I mean? Like, I thought he was
an actor I recognized.
They showed him in like a communications thing, and he just looked like someone else to me for some reason.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't really get that.
So here's the thing. So my thing was, because I was itching, because I could show you, I could have sent you on my phone, Bob, like a 2-minute clip and explained, like from the Rebels season finale, explained everything. But I'm like, I'm curious, are you getting it with not seeing the cartoon? Because now what they have alluded to the show was Thrawn is where Ezra is. Thrawn and Ezra disappeared together. That's a known fact. You know what I'm saying? And it was like Sabine wanted to go see Ezra. I'm just, you know, you're not getting the, I mean, Baylan tells you Ezra was a Jedi, lays that out and everything. But there could have been something. If you're going to do flashbacks and show us, okay, here's exactly what it is. The way they brought you up to speed, I want to say lay person, but the casual fan, the way they brought
you. I'm not worried so much how they did. Like that. I'm just curious what the hell's going on.
Well, what I'm saying is the way they brought you, the casual fan, up to speed with Anakin and Ahsoka's relationship, they should have done that with the Ezra Thrawn better. That's what I'm saying. Because you have no idea why Ezra and Thrawn are on that planet or what happened or what the motives are. Well, Thrawn getting back is a big deal. Because what you should have gathered from Thrawn is the way just he conducts himself, and he's so smart and precise and everything. Just like the way he's very cold and calculated. So you picture a guy like that, a guy who's got his stuff together, and he goes and captures those fragments of the Empire, and it's kind of just like all scattered and just in disarray. And you get you get this guy, which may happen. It may lead into a future thing, but he's the guy that could be like the last stand of the Empire. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he's like, that's the whole heir of the Empire. If he gets back, and that's the real question, if he gets back, it's going to be big. I think if he gets back, I have a prediction. Here's a prediction I'll put out in the internet. But if he does make it back, you're going to see like a scene of like Luke looking up and Grogu looking up, like the big disturbance of the Force, like, you know, it's going to shatter the Star Wars universe. You know, if that's, and that's moving forward, we'll lead into Dave Filoni's movie.
Grogu could show up, because like you sent me the one thing, Reiner, with the Grogu seeing when they went into warp drive, Grogu was seeing the whales on the side. The shows, these two shows are taking place at the same time.
Maybe I didn't Grogu's think that
seeing him and maybe they go over there.
And that could be a finale too, because I didn't think that at first, but now we got two episodes. Now it's two episodes left. So it's like, how much you got to cover in two episodes? Like the next one, Ahsoka should show up, stuff should go down. So what if Thrawn makes it back? Well, what happens? What if Thrawn comes back swinging and makes his presence known and people react? Like, could we see a Luke, a Leia, at least something? I'm not saying a whole big like Avengers Endgame battle, because it's too much to do too soon. But at least like an awareness. Like, oh, here's the new situation the galaxy's in. And now Mandalorian season 4 has to deal with this Thrawn situation. And Ahsoka season 2, whatever other shows come out. And then everybody's assuming that Dave Filoni is gonna be a culmination of this thing. Another rumor is coming out is Dave Filoni might just do a live action Clone Wars, because that flashback he did with Anakin was so awesome. You and me were talking, you're like, that Anakin, that was another thing of this episode. You know what was really you're coming down off the Anakin thing. It's like, oh, it's because at first I watched it, I'm like, ah, where's Anakin?
and it was okay. You know, and it's almost like if it wasn't perhaps doing the show, and I even said to myself, I said, I just forget about it, not think about it so much. But it's like, okay, we're gonna be talking about it, and I don't get what the hell's going on. You know what I mean? But it was still cool. Like, it still had its Star Wars stuff. It had great fighting. It had cool aliens, you know?
Sabine's motives are just like, they're so weird. Because it's like,
hold on. I don't think it is. I don't think they are. Because when they're talking about it and they're like, oh, well, she could have just killed him and blah, blah, blah. She isn't that badass yet. Maybe she doesn't know that she could have. Maybe she thought my best chance of survival is to follow him and then hope the, you know, Ahsoka comes and saves me.
She could have destroyed the map. She could have shot the map and took her chance.
Could have destroyed the map. That's true. She could have destroyed the map. Then she would have been killed. But maybe in her head, think, you know, she's a rookie. I can destroy the map, save the world, but I'm going to die. And, you know, Ezra's going to die. Or maybe I could go with and Ahsoka comes and saves me. But is it worth risking the whole world for her? And
it just doesn't seem like it. It's the problem with that is even when Ezra is saying stuff to her, like she and Thrawn's calling her out, like Thrawn's like, you risked your galaxy for your buddy. And he said it twice. And even Ezra's like, she's like, you did the whole, I don't want to, but the whole thing was Ezra used the whales to pull him and Thrawn to that other galaxy. Because Thrawn was about to attack Lothal, his homeworld, and that was the season finale of Rebels, right? Ezra
that makes a little more sense.
Ezra takes Thrawn. Shown us. Yeah, just show us a 2-minute flashback, a live action 2-second dream. Yeah. Ezra sacrificed himself to get Thrawn out of the galaxy, and he's telling Sabine, "Hey, it worked, didn't it?" Sabine's like, "Yeah." And also, like, "I can't wait to go home because I got Thrawn out of here." Like, that's gonna be great. What is the ending of this that Sabine thinks is gonna be good? It's gonna be some interesting conflict.
Yeah, it reminded me of was the Las Vegas movies where George Clooney and Brad Pitt and all the Ocean's 11. It's like every single thing. It's like, oh, you think this guy did it? Oh no, we're tricking you. Oh wait, we're tricking you. Like it kept like going back and forth. Like everyone's like, this, you know,
we're gonna leave them here.
We're leading them there. Oh,
we're all betraying each other.
Oh, what?
Yeah,
everyone's betraying each other. Yeah,
yeah,
a little silly.
Now there is one excuse I give Sabine is, well, Baylan Skull refers to like your family died because Ahsoka didn't trust you, right?
Yeah.
So what the circling around the internet they're putting together is the Night of 1,000 Tears when Mandalore got bombed by the Empire.
Yeah.
And it got turned to ash. So Sabine had a Mandalorian family. We've actually seen them. So there could be something where Sabine feels like she's at rock bottom. But we haven't gotten that. Somebody needs to tell us this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, either she needs to yell it to Ezra in an argument, because Ezra should be finding out this stuff and get mad. Like Ezra has to be mad when he finds out. It has to be his reaction. Like, really? I just left the galaxy so you could come over because you missed me? You missed hanging out? Yeah, we'll see how it plays out next time. So we'll be there. And Bob, thanks for being here.
Hey, buddy.
Hey guys, thanks for watching. If you like the show, make sure to subscribe. We're on YouTube as well as all your podcast players, and you can find all the links you need at Bunzarelli.com. We'll see you next time.